This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USAPrepares.com. I'm delighted to be broadcasting with my dear friend, John Stattmiller. Welcome, John Stattmiller.
Welcome, Vince Finelli. Oh, no, it's your show. Good morning. How you doing?
I am doing really well. Now, when I called you last night, you said to me, you have a minute? I called you, right?
Right.
And you said, you have a minute?
Now, you would have had to have been there, folks. But what Vince is describing is when he closes or when he opens the conversation, he calls you. He'll ask you, you got a minute? In other words, that's his way of saying, are you busy? Do you have a few minutes to chat?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sitting here. I mean, this is no magical mystery. This is the 21st century, and phones have caller IDs, so the phone rings last night. There's Vincent Finelli on the display. So I answer the phone, and I just say, you got a minute. Now, for some reason, that fascinated you. I'm not quite sure yet. But,
by the way, it did.
Yeah. By the way, there is only one other guy, one other man that I know that opened up a show, whether it was a TV show, a radio show, or whatever, by laughing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know who the other one was?
No.
Dick Clark on the $25,000 pyramid. When he would come out on stage, he would be laughing. Mm-hmm. And then he would greet the crowd. And I just, you know, it's a little bit of trivia, the long lost that probably nobody knows about or cares about.
Well, Dick Clark remained youthful for a very, very long time. And he and I went to the same university separately.
Okay. Before or after?
No, he was ahead of me.
I would hope so, because that would put you to probably about 92 right now. Yeah.
Hey, John, you know, I was thinking that more and more Americans are frustrated with everything, including but not limited to these automated computer systems where you call to get some help, and all you do is you know, press buttons, and then you hardly get help. And if you do ultimately talk to someone, it's someone who doesn't know much about what you're calling about. And the question is, why are they there? And maybe even more importantly, why are we calling them? And why are we just not disconnecting, you know, commerce with those people? It's so frustrating. Have you been involved in any of these, you know, trying to get technical support, trying to get an answer, or trying to find the right product, or find out a little bit about the product, either before or after you buy it? It's really tough to get straight answers today. Have you noticed that?
Anger, people upset. I don't know about you, but I've gone on Prozac. The world is just great, man. Better living through chemistry. Is there a problem? I wasn't aware. and it's because everybody's cutting costs. You can remain on hold. The other day, I called my bank, okay? I'm on the phone, and it's ringing and ringing and ringing, and I get a voicemail. And I had to call back to get somebody, and the person I wanted was at the window. And they said, oh, they're with a customer. Can you call back? Now, this is a bank. Imagine this, folks. You walk into the bank. What do you see? You see tellers, customers at the window. well, this bank is not the busiest in the world, and if they're one deep in line, yeah, okay, that's a busy day. But it's cutting costs, Vince. Everybody is cutting costs. The banks themselves have been eliminating personnel. They've been pushing for the cashless society. For the first time, Chase has stopped paying bonuses on signing people up for new accounts, and they're paying bonuses of how many people they can shove over to the ATM to have people doing their banking at the ATM. It's all popped inside out. And if you think this situation is going to improve any time in the future, you're wrong. Because everybody's profits are in the trough, and everybody is looking for ways to cut costs, especially big companies and corporations. Has anybody noticed when you call, you're getting some call center in Indonesia or India or someplace like that that barely speak English?
Guyana. I got a call center in Guyana. I was calling Century Link, which is our telephone company out here in the middle of nowhere. And our bill had gone up, and so I decided to call and find out if I could get it reduced to back to where it used to be before they improved it by removing some of our loyalty discounts. And I got this call center in Guyana. Mm. And after being disconnected several times, my temper, I guess, is getting shorter, and I'm trying to be polite, but now I'm saying things like, "Hi, I'm Vincent Finelli. I'm one of your customers. Here's what I'd like to do. Are you authorized to help me, or do I need to talk to somebody else? Do I need to go to a different number?" I'm cutting right to the chase.
I'm doing one better than that. I won't converse with them. I will ask them, "Do you have somebody stateside that can help me?" And
that's
where
I've gone.
Yeah, they begrudgingly do it, but eventually, I mean, you might be on hold for 10 minutes while they're punishing you for that request, mm-hmm. but I refuse to talk to any foreign call center. I just won't do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel bad because they're there, and I don't want them to think ill of us here in America, but they can't seem to help us. They are not – they're authorized to apologize. I'm so sorry.
You know who the worst is at that? Indians. And they'll get on and they're the little lilting voice and they're talking to you, Mr. Shopelli. And they keep apologizing. And I kid you mm-hmm. not, Vince – I had this one that would apologize every other sentence. And I said, "Would you stop apologizing?" He turns right around and he says, "Well, I'm sorry."
You know,
I mean, and you know, and I'm not – look, I don't care what these people think of me. I'm not running a popularity contest. I don't want to be rude to a perfect stranger. And, yeah, are we doing our own sort of PR to people around the world because they've been looking at the United States and seeing what we're doing? I mean, after all, didn't we initiate the entire blow-up in the entire economic world back in 08? I mean, so people don't – they're not envious of the United States anymore. It's not that they really want to come here. Well, some do. But – I don't look at this, Vince, as being a popularity contest. We have major and significant problems here in this country that if go uncorrected, we're not going to have a country. We have a picture postcard of what the country used to be. In our memories, we can remember what our country used to be like in better times. I got into a discussion one day with a guest that was on my show, and I said, "You know, times were better before." He says, "I don't know why people keep saying that." I said, "Because it's true. When I was a kid, Vince, we didn't have rampant crime. We didn't have knuckle draggers running around doing whatever they want to damn well do. And it looked at as if the initiator of the crime has somehow become the victim. I'm sorry. When I was a kid, we used to go to bed and we wouldn't lock our front or back door. My mother had a bad habit of leaving the keys in a car in the driveway, and the car never got stolen. We never got broken into. You didn't hear of rampant murders, break-ins, suicides. Give it a name. This culture, this country is literally rotting from within and melting down. And people are having a hard time trying to deal with their frustration and, more importantly, their confusion, I think, because these are very confusing times. Unless you have rudimentary and core understanding of what the problems are and the causes of them, I think people's heads are spinning off their shoulders right now like a top. I don't know. I feel badly for the uninitiated or the confused out there, but don't be confused. You got time on your hands. Chances are that you're underemployed or unemployed. Do some research. Look into what is really going on. The one thing I keep seeing and hearing is fear, 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 fear. Now we got to be afraid of Donald Trump if he gets the nomination for the Republican Party, that somehow the world is going to come crashing down. And Vince, I don't think people recognize what's going on with Trump. This pattern has been done before. He was called Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan was a Democrat. He switched parties. Ronald Reagan brought in Democrats. I think 46% of the people in Pennsylvania switched from Democrat to vote in the primaries to vote for Donald Trump as a Republican. Now, it has some problem to it because Ronald Reagan, he brought Democrats and he brought other people into the Republican Party, but this was part of the shift. Now, and you listeners out there, check me if I'm wrong on this one, but it was about the time Ronnie Reagan came in that we started to break down what conservative Republicans were. Well, this guy's not exactly 100% conservative, but he's a moderate Republican. So we started to do the shift on what a Republican is. And Republicans are usually viewed as for the Constitution and business and commerce and, you know, everything's ducky as long as we have a Republican in there. And that's what has happened here with Donald Trump. Same thing. He's bringing Democrats in to vote for him. But times are different. You know, is that a comparable corollary there between Ronald Reagan then, 1980, versus Donald Trump 2016? On the political side of it and who he's appealing to, the Democrats, there are still blue dog Democrats out there, folks, believe it or not. They still live. If you listen to the media's events, it's all lefties. They're all communists. Well, a good number of them are, but not all.
John, I think that a lot of the villagers are looking at Donald Trump as the person who's going to pull us out of this, because if he's elected, he will be the person who is not reelected, like all of his competitors are.
Well, we need to talk about them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll be right back. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration system and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people until we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was, it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, Call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor, because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site? Let alone a house. Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items. And they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com. And tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report every weekday on the GCN Radio Network. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, I'm delighted to be broadcasting with John Stadtmiller. And John Stadtmiller is the owner of RepublicBroadcasting.org. I've referred to him as the godfather of alternative radio.
Uh-huh.
And
Not the grandfather. That would have been nice. No, it was the godfather, folks, yes.
Well, you know, I had a wonderful godfather, and I looked up to him. He's a wonderful man. And, you know, I look up to you, John.
Well, I appreciate that, but I don't buy that explanation.
Well, I've been listening to you, starting in the 1990s on shortwave radio, and, you've taught me a lot. And let me just share this with our class. The first time I actually talked to John Stadtmiller, I called Republic Broadcasting because I wanted to advertise our expo. And so I called Republic Broadcasting. The call was answered by someone in the front office. And I said, I'd love to talk with John Stadtmiller and Vin Finelli. And she said, hold on. Next thing I know, I'm on the speakerphone, I'm talking with you, you're in the middle of a meeting, you stopped your meeting, or you interrupted your meeting to take a call from some guy, you had no idea who he was, and then you told me, tell you what, take the money that you were going to spend with us and spend it on advertising at GCN, and that you would then give me free advertising. That was call number one.
Man, have times changed.
Yeah, what were you thinking?
Evidently, I had the bills paid that month.
Yeah. No. But you know, here's what's happened, class. There are there are a lot of alternative radio broadcasts, and there are fewer alternative radio networks. And somehow we all seem to get along, and because we think the message is so important. So here we have John Stepmiller on another network, Republic Broadcasting, and he is on tape delay carrying USA Prepares. I think it's awesome. And then Sam Bushman is carrying USA Prepares, this very broadcast that you and I are on right now, on his network, tape delay.
And hopefully he's still carrying my show.
Oh, he is.
Okay.
He is. Yeah, but carries I'll... yours, mine. He's very selective as to what broadcasts air on his network, and so are you, and so is GCN. So I think it's wonderful because our message is different from the message that the mainstream is trying to program the villagers with. And in that line of thinking, you know, Donald Trump, we mentioned him, a lot of us are looking at him as being an outsider. He is not running for re-election as everybody else is. Hillary wants to upgrade. Okay, she Cruz wanted to, Rubio wanted to. They all wanted to upgrade. Well, Donald Trump is the only guy that we can see that. What can they offer him? More money? How would you bribe Donald Trump? I don't think it's possible. And a lot of us kind of like that idea. And then Donald Trump said, and we've been saying this privately among the instructors for, well over a month now. Not necessarily on the air, but we've been saying in discussions like with our instructors on the phone that if Donald Trump wins the convention delegate vote, and he is not the nominated candidate for the Republican Party, there will be riots. And worse.
Mm. Yeah.
And worse. Well, I really believe that would happen. And he said it. He said it today or yesterday. He said that. Donald Trump himself said that. I think he's right.
The Donald. The way I look at Donald Trump is this. Now, I've seen what he has said about many different issues. Now, being a businessman, the rudimentary and fundamental thing that you need to do business is a level playing field, a fair playing field.
Yeah.
And this is where Trump taps into the concerns. Oh, we got another break? Oh, good. I can get a cup of coffee and take some more Prozac.
Get the coffee, forget the Prozac. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. buysellmakeoffer.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
John Statmiller's with us. You know, John, you're talking about a level playing field. I was at the Farmers Cooperative here in our little hamlet in Missouri, and I was talking with some older farmers, and they said what they want is they call it a flat floor, and they really meant a level playing field. And what they were saying is, and they told me that there are these government programs, the soil and water conservation programs, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture programs, that the same farmers seem to get over and over and over, the same farm families. So when there's free wells being drilled, or, you know, 90% of the cost of the well is paid for by the government, it seems like the same families get that, and they get the 75% paid for fertilizer and 75% lime paid for and 75% of their fencing paid for and on and on and on. So the same families win, the government, cheese, if you will, over and over. And that really puts the rest of us at a disadvantage. Now, I don't want any government help. I want them to stay away from my farm, as you know. But we do want a level playing field, one in which we could compete using our talents, our ingenuity, planning, hard work, and so forth. But we are at a disadvantage because the government steals from most of us and gives to their friends.
Well, it's,
and it's an outrage.
It's centralized planning is what it is. Yeah. And getting back to the issue of the Donald, and we were talking about how, if you want to gauge who your enemies are, that gives a pretty good indication of who you might be. Now, Donald Trump, as president of the United States, wouldn't be my first choice. But having said that, if you take a look at what Donald Trump, the media, the taglines are he's tapping into the anger. Well, yeah, he has, because we are angry with, and anger itself is a human emotion, just like love or fear or anything else. This is not a bad thing. We fear our government because we no longer trust them. And that is not a bad thing. So when Trump comes out and, well, for instance, one of the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto. Now, these are real communist folks that made up the real communist rule book for their fellow communists, their Marxist water carriers, in which one of those planks is the control, the government control of public education. That's exactly what we have. And you take a look at Common Core, No Child Left Behind, give it a name. Donald Trump has said, look, the government shouldn't be in charge of the entire school system of the country. This should be left to the states. And by saying that, what he is saying is local control of your schools, you people in your respective states, you know better what your needs are. And you can make up your own curriculum. We're churning out little globalist cookie cutter students like Oreo cookie spits out cookies. Well, Nabisco, I think, is in Mexico now. Hallelujah. I can't even have American cookies with my American milk. But the point is that he has started to anger people because they feel that he is going to cause a schism and they are going to lose their control. The thing about immigrants or aliens, we used to call them, now we're politically correct. They're not invading aliens. They're just people that, we need to find a path to citizenship. Well, no. And he says, look, we need to build a wall. We have finite number of jobs. They're going to people that will settle for less pay. We have over 90 million Americans right now in this country that do not have a job. The government turns around and tells us, Vince, that the unemployment rate's 4.9%. I'm in what century? And it used to be that 5% unemployment in good economic times was a good thing because of the money system we're on. If we had full employment, too much money would be in the marketplace and it would cause inflation. If you check back with the head of the Fed's Greenspan, Volcker, I don't care who it is, they've all said the same thing. Well, too much unemployment eats the economy up too much and it causes inflation and we've got to ratchet that down. So there are many things. The TPP, the very thing that the globalists are hoping for, one of the last pieces of their puzzle to give us a global order of things, he's come out and said, look, we're running a three-quarter of a trillion dollar deficit a year with China alone. And he says, look, these companies go over there, they make their product, they ship it back into this country, and people are expected to buy what they used to build or manufacture. This, and if people understand economics, you understand cash flow and money flow, it's got to stay at home. It's got to stay at home. Trump is now threatening the globalists with their grand plan here. We had NAFTA, we had GATT, We had all these trade agreements. And trade agreements are fine. Donald Trump says they cut lousy deals, and he was right. Fair trade is one thing. That's what people were looking for, not this free trade. So Donald Trump, I mean, look, Vince, I'll be honest. Donald Trump president, as president of the United States, it would be like walking into a casino and grabbing the Trump dice and rolling them. But to this point in time, versus what else is there? I mean, Rubio dropped out yesterday. Hallelujah. Marco Rubio. You know, we had, before that, we had two Cubans and an American running for president of the United States. People, I think, are fooled by Mr. Cruz. He's from Texas here. He sounds and he moves and he looks and he talks like he's going to be a really conservative president. He's a little bit too slick. If you take a look at what his wife has done, she's been working on trade. She has been one of the insiders. So people that are in the know, that have had enough, and Cruz has painted himself, all the, you know, the Senate doesn't like me. You know, I've got 99 other people there that really don't like me. Well, why? It isn't because he's an outsider. Trump scares the hell out of people. He's got me a little jittery as well. I think what he should do is, picking for a vice president, I think he should pick Ron Paul, because I started to say earlier about a businessman understands the fundamentals or that level playing field. You got to have a currency that's not popped inside out in order to do business. That's the fundamental thing of how we trade and services and goods and we pay bills and all that stuff. We need an honest currency. So if I were Donald Trump, even though Ron Paul a couple of weeks ago said, you know, I'm not going to back Trump as president, why was Ron Paul in there for two POTUS runs? And what was his major thing? Audit the Fed and dump the Fed. That should be done. That charter should be cut. And if I would call Ron Paul, I'd take my plane down to Victoria, Texas here, land as close as I could, and get over to Mr. Paul's house and sit down with him and say, look, I need you as vice president. Your job is going to be set up this audit thing and dumping the Fed. I've got some other fires I've got to put out. If he did that, it would be an absolute slam dunk. Look at the effect that Ron Paul had on people. He was pulling Democrats, Hillary Clinton supporters, and, you know, Barack Obama supporters. He made sense to people. If Donald Trump can talk to Ron Paul and get him as the VP, this election is over. And you're right about Donald Trump being a one-term president. And I think I've got Donald Trump. We've got a program on RBN, daily program, that it's called the Trump Phenomenon. And the discussion is hot and heavy, and it has been for months, about Donald Trump. And Vince, you know, is he the panacea? Would he be the perfect candidate? I don't know. But I do know this. I do know he's going to cause a lot of chaos and consternation if he follows through with half of what he said he was going to. And that's okay with me. As long as these people in Washington, D.C. are set back on their heels and they really don't know what to do, that allows us to operate within the states to get the job done the way this should be straight around. Donald Trump or Ron Paul or anybody else in the presidency of the United States is not going to solve all the problems. We know that. There is limited powers of the president. This job should be done by the respective states. We are the ones that created the Fed, not the other way around. They're now claiming lordship, and, you know, we got our policies, and we got our rules, and we got our agencies, and the shiny badged gun guys out there, if in case you don't go along, we'll fine, we'll punish, and if you resist, we may kill you, okay? It's not the way this is supposed to be. We have a government that has assumed all sorts of powers that it is not constitutionally eligible to do. Period. End of story. And if you look at anybody that understands the Constitution, these laws are inviolate. They cannot be violated. They cannot be skirted. They can't be trimmed, cut, pushed aside, anything else. Vince, the problem we have in this country is everybody has thrown that Constitution out. And I think Ron Paul would be a great balance against Donald Trump to kind of pull the reins in. Because I've not heard Donald. I've not heard Ted Cruz. I've not heard anybody else mentioning this Constitution. Have you?
No. And yeah. When you mention the Constitution, now let me just give you some, just a tiny piece of anecdotal evidence. I met with the city manager in Lebanon, Missouri, and what they were saying and what they were doing is they were running roughshod over us at USA Prepares and our expo.
Yeah.
So I said to the city manager, do you have a copy of the Missouri State Constitution? I was going to give him my copy. And he said, yeah, it's probably my car somewhere, but we don't go by that.
Yeah,
we have
we don't
our own
go by
policies
that.
And procedures. We don't go by that. We don't go by that.
Well, it's based on commerce.
So here we have, a guy who was hired to run the city manager, and he makes a statement. We don't go by the Missouri State Constitution. We have our own policies and procedures. And I called the mayor on that. I was outraged. So I called the mayor. He goes, yeah, some people say stupid things. Really?
Really?
He should have fired him. Mayor should have fired this, city manager on the spot. But they're all in it together. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to. If you can defend your food supply from predators, you may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people until we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free. doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Oh, God, you're
take my
you got
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
John Statmiller is with us. You know, John, I've traveled to some sprawling cities that, you know, doesn't seem to be like anything's wrong with commerce. I believe we're in the second Great Depression. But in Springfield, Missouri, if I go to a meetup, I look out on this 4 or 5 lane road, there's hardly any cars.
Right.
I think commerce is down. I think that the Walmart scenario that Joey in Michigan is telling us that they're having these large clearance areas in the store where they are liquidating inventory at very low prices, pennies on the dollar. I think that that is indicative of customers not buying as much as they used to. And my experience is that if it's a necessary item, the prices are going up. If it's a not necessary item, the prices are generally going down. And let me give you an example. If I want to buy work boots for the farm, there's no inexpensive work boots that I would buy. They're a couple hundred dollars. And that seems like a lot of money to me for a pair of boots. So the items that we would buy for working, you know, doing hard work, heavy labor, that kind of thing, those prices are going up. But other items that you don't need are going down. Are you seeing that in your neck of the woods?
Yeah, there's some indication of that. And the simple explanation for that would be that that is product that's not moving. People are buying what they need, not what they want. This was how our economy was based before, that you had disposable mm-hmm. income, you had extra money, you went out and bought stuff. And was it necessary? Mm-hmm. Probably not. But... Mm-hmm. You know, those boots that you're trying to buy, they aren't even made in the United States anymore. That's a necessary item. So they can maintain prices because there's a demand for it. You know, this is the whole thing about oil. People were going, wow, is oil going to go down to $20 a barrel or whatever? That's because they had oil stacked up to the moon worldwide. There was a glut of the stuff because the economy, quite frankly, sucks. And it all runs on oil. So, you know, that was an indication that the economy is not doing so well. If you have boats that are backed up that can't do offloads to refineries, geez, there's a fundamental problem here. So the same thing. That's money just sitting there, and it's collecting dust. That's their inventory that they can't move, so they're going to reduce it and get it the heck out of there.
Yeah. We've got Mark in Illinois. Mark, welcome.
Yeah, good morning. You know, I hear a lot of people talk about the Constitution, and the Constitution that I see as the one that's in the Bible that God gave to the nation Israel, I believe America is the nation Israel, but I believe that Constitution that God gave is called law, the first five books of Moses, and that's really the Constitution that can never be done away with. I think that's the one that I don't hear anybody really recognize that as being the law for the people, for the nation of Israel, which is America. And that is the one that nobody can do away with, no matter how much they try to do away with it. I mean, nobody knows how long it's been in existence, because it was in existence before Moses. And it's always going to be in existence. It was in existence. before God created the heavens and the earth. And it's a universal law, and it's never going to be done away with until people return to that law and obey it. Then that's the only hope for America.
Well, Mark, what is the fundamental rule book for the Bible? There's the Ten Commandments. And I've gotten it, and I'm sorry you called in so late in the show, because you just asked a loaded question. It would take about 15 minutes to try to satisfy for an answer. But having said that, the basic 10 rules of the Bible, I look at it as being a philosophy and a guideline for life. You know, you shouldn't steal. You shouldn't tell lies. You shouldn't covet. There's a whole lot of thou shalt nots, and I agree with you. If we were following those tenets of the Bible, what a much better world we'd be living in right now.
Yep, that's the law.
All right,
Mark, thanks
Mark.
So much. Thanks for the call.
Well, Vince, we don't
hey,
have another
Stenmiller.
Hour.
It's been great broadcasting with you. Thanks for joining us today.
Well,
and
thanks,
this
Randy.
Broadcast will. Then this broadcast will be heard on Republic Broadcasting tonight. John, thanks so much for being with us, and thanks for getting the message out and keeping America awake and the world. That's above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.